Here's a question to the Me Too recipients of Time Magazine's Alphanumeric Character of the Year Award. Do you want the inappropriate sexual behavior to continue? Pretty simple question. Yes or no? Do you want to keep all the adultery going? Do you want to keep all the licentious, mortally sinful sex outside of marriages going? Simple yes or no. If you do, who are you to draw the line on when a man is out of line in pursuing it? Upon what do you base this moral outrage? I am outraged. He groped me. Okay. I understand he groped you. So let me see if I understand this. There's a polite way to get to mortally sinful, inappropriate, according to God, sexual behavior. Oh, okay, I got it. Oh, and you think this is all going to turn out golden streets, gumdrops, and sugar plums falling from the sky? Think about the logic here, or the lack of logic. Now, again, I suppose most people have never heard this point of view. You need to turn that into a doctrine, even though I didn't give you the thumbs up. I should have. Maybe we can just, I'll do it later.
You got 3 more hours.
Yeah. I'll do a repeat version later. Most people have never heard this. They never considered this. Now, who am I? Well, according to some of you that have email accounts, worthless, shiftless, not very Catholic, pride-filled, horrid example of a human being, lout. Okay. I'll accept that. Can I still be the messenger of what is correct and what is incorrect, of what is moral and what is not moral, of what is good and what is not good, of what is true and what is not true, of what is beautiful and what is ugly? Is that okay? Do you mind? Can I finish? Can I finish? Okay, I'm finished. People are not looking at this, of course, no shock here, from the correct point of view. Who else is going to instruct anyone in the public sphere, in public media, on what I just said? I wish everyone would do it. Because you know what? People would actually have to have a conversation about it. And then you'd have the, well, that's just according to your stupid little church, the Catholic Church. That doesn't hold true for everyone, no, because the Catholic Church is standing there in the stead of our Lord himself. Teaching hasn't changed for 2,000 years. It's not going to change. Even if the Pope says it, well, you know, you might make it a couple of exceptions. If you want to take the risk, if someone told you that they were going to give you an exception, and you go ahead and do it, even though you know, as I just informed you, that there is no exception, well, you go ahead and do that. It needs to be said. Now, I challenge you. By the way, I'm also not allowed to do this, according to some of you, challenge people anymore. I'm only allowed to do it myself, and if I don't do it myself, then I am the fake, phony, fraud, not Catholic lout that these individuals always knew me to be. Okay, so I'm not going to challenge you then in that manner. I'm just going to challenge you, you know, to kind of think about it. As a matter of fact, I don't even know why I'm here doing this show today. Let's just pretend like the ventriloquist doll is sitting next to me. Here's the ventriloquist doll's challenge. When you hear some other member of the talk radio mafia talking about this and talking about it in any other form but the one I just gave, talking about, well, what we need to have is stronger workforce policies. And the Republicans can give us more moral workforce policies, you see. I triple dude dare you. Chime in. Say, hey, isn't the whole idea of this adulterous behavior, and almost all of it is, it's either adulterous or it's unclean. Pick your sin. Isn't that really what's at stake here or at issue? And if it is, Why don't we just talk about what the Bo ideal ought to be? If you're talking about a 15 or a 14 or a 13, maybe even an 18-year-old virgin female, what do you desire for her, fathers, and for her sex life? What, that she just, you know, just use protection. Just be careful, right? Don't get any venereal diseases, dummy. And for heaven's sake, try not to become... Try not to make me the grandparent of a bastard. But, you know, kids are going to do it and they're going to have fun. Is that really the best that you can do as a parent? I'm being serious here. People are not talking about this in the proper form, and you're never going to get to a true resolution of it until you do.